The Lord give us strength and his peace to endure whatever goes on around us and still be strong in our faith and trust. Ezekiel and I have been very sick lately, and we wondered what in the world was going on. And it was definitely an offering. Well, the earthquake was huge that happened in Turkey, and we'd been praying for the victims of the earthquake. And I finally asked the Lord about what the reasons were for the pain that we've been going through. And he said, number one, the wave of radiation that hit the earth really hard. And on the 19th, there's supposed to be another one that's seven times bigger, more intense than what hit the earth. And they believe that it has something to do with the earthquake as well. Number two, the earthquake victims. And number three, someone in the hospital we're praying for. And number four, world events shaping up and coming to a conclusion, a very serious conclusion. This world will not be the same place if nuclear weapons are loosed. However, they have a plethora of other weapons to use, such as those that set off earthquakes and tsunamis and melt buildings. Hell is filling up. That is another factor to consider. It is expanding the earth from the inside out, and the crust is breaking apart. Oh, Claire, these are horrific times, and I need all the suffering and fast offerings you can muster for this world. Do not worry so much about being productive, especially with my music. Worry more about praying for conversions in the very last moments of their lives. The numbers will be astronomical. Iran is also slated for destruction. The army they have prepared underground is a tremendous threat. And that army, by the way, is huge. As things heat up, more and more people are becoming aware that the world is headed for war. What they do not know is the plethora of deadly weapons of mass destruction that have been created. These will come as a shock to the world. And actually, someone put something on Twitter that looked like a beam of light, and it hit the epicenter of the earthquake. It was a huge beam of light. It looked like it was a mile wide coming down out of the clouds. And that's exactly when the earthquake happened. However, I do not want my people to fear, even as I continue to give you readings on fear, and not be afraid. So will I cover my faithful ones if they will continue in prayer and prepare their homes as a safe haven for others. And Henry Groover talked about this. He saw prayer groups assembled in different homes, and when they were praying, there was a dome of protection over them that the enemy could not penetrate. So it'll be a good thing to have prayer groups come together, and also for you to have enough items to help other people, enough water for other people, enough food for other people. If you can do that, that would be really wise. And if for some reason you fall short, I have a lot of faith that the Lord will increase whatever you need for the people that are there. But if you're praying for souls to be saved and praying for the world, the Lord is going to take care of you. Many of you have been led to store up food, he continued. This is that time approaching where you will have to use some of it. Those of you who are a part of this channel, I want you to read the books Tethered and The Rapture Was Real to gather up ideas from the messages in those books to help you prepare. There are many good books and websites, including one that Mother Elizabeth and John Peter have established to help everyone to have good ideas on how to prepare. And we'll include that as a link in the message, at the end of the message. He continued, but the most important preparation will be that of the heart. all of you must be spiritually ready to lead others into the right ways to survive what is coming. First and foremost, it is your salvation and progress in holiness, the sanctification of your lives, your attitudes, and the way you operate. Stay holy and do not compromise or bend the knee to any other agenda. There will be many temptations to fall in with the establishment. Stand your ground to the end. You will be preparing other souls on what comes first in priorities. So you must be the example you expect them to follow. Keep more holy books on hand, especially the ones I mentioned before. And I just wanted to say, if you can't afford them, and they're on Amazon, just write to us and we'll send you what we have until we run out. Because we never intended to make money on the books. We wanted everyone to have them. Now that you have satisfied your curiosity, the Lord said, do you think you can maintain control and not go picking at the news anymore? And I said, I think so, Lord, but you are the one who knows that. Yes, I think you can, and I will count that as a redeeming obedience. I am not trying to cut you off from understanding your sufferings. I just don't want you to suffer in the process. And of course, I have had more than enough blood and guts. How can you comfort my bride when you know these things? Rather than being perfectly informed, which, by the way, is impossible, be thinking in terms of turning her attention towards me and her heavenly reward. Beloved, I know what you are capable of and not capable of, and there is no condemnation. Just make lemonade until you run out of lemons, and I will meet you there at your little refreshment stand. Yeah, that's what I say when things get so heavy. I can't turn to the left or the right. I say, okay, we got lemons. We better make lemonade. And that was the end of his message.